Second, management according to Buddhist sutras. In the 12 divisions of the Buddhist Tripitaka, discussions related to management are everywhere. Examples from two familiar sutras are illustrated below. 1. Management perspective from the Amitabha Sutra. In the Amitabha Sutra, the Western Pure Land of Ultimate Bliss built by the Amitabha Buddha is an exemplary model of management excellence. In the Western Pure Land, there are 7 levels of parapets and balustrades, 7 layers of curtains and networks of precious stones, 7 rows of spice trees, 7-story pavilions decorated with 7 jewels, and 8 lakes filled with pure water. The air vibrates with celestial harmonies. The streets are paved with gold, silver, lapis, lazuli, and crystal. The trees and flowers exude delicate fragrances and spices. All these numerous decorations and adornments make it the most beautiful land. In this wonderful land, there are no traffic accidents. All traffic moves smoothly. There are no quarrels or bickering. Everyone is well behaved. There is no private ownership. There is no need, given the perfect economic system. There are no crimes or victims. Everyone is absolutely safe and tries to live in peace and help each other. The Amitabha Buddha is not only an expert in ecological management, but also an expert in human resources management. He guides the spiritual development of sentient beings, teaching them to recite his name with mindfulness. Everyone in this pure land is guaranteed to never retreat from practice. In this land of ultimate bliss, everyone is respectful, compassionate, peaceful, and joyful. 2. Management perspective from the Lotus Sutra, Avalokitesvara's Universal Gateway Chapter. Avalokitesvara is a remarkable expert in management. He manages people by relieving their suffering, bestowing upon them virtues and wisdom, and satisfying all of their needs. He transforms himself into 32 different identities to facilitate his edification of people. The Universal Gateway Chapter states that depending on which identity is most conducive to the liberation of a sentient being, Avalokitesvara will transform himself into that image to elucidate the Dharma. With his great compassion, he relieves people from suffering and brings them joy. A modern manager has to be equipped with Avalokitesvara's power of accommodating people's needs. He or she has to establish effective measures to solve problems in modern organizations. One can learn an enormous amount from Avalokitesvara's dedication to responding to whoever is desperate and wherever there's danger, and forever liberating sentient beings from the sea of suffering.